This is Twit.
There's a rumor that Apple is working on a podcast subscription service. So this, in early news, I'm just going to read here. And it looks like Bloomberg has now followed up on it as well. But here is from the quote. Apple, long considered the sleeping giant in the podcast space because Apple kind of was the original library of podcast collections, is waking up. The company, which runs the most widely used podcasting app in the industry, is discussing launching a new subscription service that would charge people to listen to podcasts, according to people familiar with the matter. Talks between Apple and production companies about the new subscription offering are underway, although it's unclear when or whether Apple will launch the new service. Bloomberg has since published a report. Apple mulls podcast subscription service to chase Spotify. And that is because Spotify, where Apple was the kind of the original library of podcasts, Spotify was one of the big players in terms of subscription podcasts. And so it I'm trying to log in to see this Bloomberg article, and they're having me choose traffic lights. thank you, Google CAPTCHA. So Apple has discussed the plan to create a subscription service with its partners who asked not to be identified. The company also has talked about stepping up funding for new shows and marketing. The plan to create a subscription tier would put Apple in closer competition with Spotify. Apple has been the dominant distributor of podcasts in the U.S. for more than a decade, offering the programs for free, of course. But because Spotify and Amazon are, rivals in the space, Apple is looking for a way to, make money on these services. So I don't know. As a podcast provider, it would be nice if we could offer a subscription tier of Twit shows that, are different in some way, offer premium content in some way in the most used podcast application on the planet. And to make that easier to do, I think would be great. So I think that there's good here. And it's not, I need it to still be a world where podcasts are open and you can still get podcasts for free and that there are free versions of podcasts. But just as a sort of an add-on idea, I think this is a good thing. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I think that this is definitely interesting. I have read reports of maybe Spotify and some other companies buying podcasts and therefore, paying the podcast hosts, and then those hosts maybe feeling unfairly treated. So I'm hoping that if Apple does do this, it will not turn out that way and that everyone will feel fairly treated. And also that Apple continues to provide the podcast directory for free to all of the developers who currently use it, because most other apps also use the Apple podcast directory to actually find podcasts and show them up. And some of them have their own filters afterwards to block certain things that they don't feel should necessarily be available. But that's another story. But, the back end for a lot of podcast apps is, iTunes, or was iTunes back in the day. It's now Apple Podcasts, but it's probably the same name under the hood, let's be honest. so I hope that we do get to see this. And I think especially what Bloomberg said about this being a focus for the TV Plus and as a way to promote TV Plus, being able to listen to interviews with people like Tom Hanks about Greyhound and things like that, that would be great. And I would really love that kind of thing. So if they started it from that perspective, then I'm all in. And we'll see what happens.
Yes, I think that's what it'll be. We need to wait and see.